Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Well, the Australian share market easily bounced back from some small losses we had yesterday, where the market fell by 0.25%. Today, the ASX 200 shot up by 64 points, or 0.9%, to 7,195. So since the start of January, our market is now up by more than 2%. Now, we did receive a positive lead from Wall Street, which rose impressively by roughly that 1% mark overnight. We had a highly anticipated speech by the head of the Fed, the US Central Bank, Jerome Powell, who actually spoke in Sweden about an hour and a half into the US session. Now, he didn't really offer much in the way of fresh information to the market. He reiterated that the central bank remains committed to lowering inflation by raising rates, but didn't seem too much more severe than what he's been saying in recent times. So markets didn't respond poorly to that. But now all eyes will shift to the US inflation data, which will be out on Thursday night, the most important event of the week, no doubt. Not only for the US market, but for markets globally. So that could certainly be very important for what happens locally on Friday. But ahead of this, we had our own inflation report out today. Now, this was a monthly report for November, actually, and it was out this morning. It did see markets a bit volatile around that time. Now, what it showed was that inflation, consumer prices, rose by 7.3% over the year to November. Now, that was an acceleration from what we saw in the year to October, which was 6.9%, and it was worse than expected. Also, trimmed mean or underlying inflation was also hotter than expected as well. So obviously still well above that 2-3% target range that the Reserve Bank is looking for, and it was led by things like housing, food, transport, and furniture as well. Now, having said all this, the more influential quarterly update is still 2 weeks away. It will be out on the 25th of January. That's probably going to be the key thing to watch when it comes to what might happen to interest rates in coming months, because at the moment the market seems a little undecided as to what might happen in early Feb when the RBA meets for the first time this year. So a 16 basis point lift is what the market is currently pricing in, but that could easily change depending on what happens with that quarterly update that we get in late January. Now, elsewhere today, we had gains across the board pretty much. There weren't too many sectors that missed out on the action, but iron ore prices really were helpful for our iron ore miners. So in the past day, the iron ore price rose by roughly 2%, up about 50% in just 2 months, thanks to hopes of more demand coming through from China, which is the real key driver of prices. It buys between 70 and 75% of the world's iron ore on an annual basis. So we had stocks like BHP today actually hitting a record high. Other stocks like Rio Tinto up around 1, and Fortescue Metals, it's been a bit shaky in recent days because of the resignation of its chief financial officer, rose most actually by about 2.5%. Lithium producers also rose quite impressively. Pilbara Minerals up 2.8%, and Alcum rose by approximately 5%. But we really had gains across the board from the banks, from heavyweight energy stocks like Woodside, Wesfarmers, Woolies, and also CSL. Now, we know that consumer spending might take a bit of a hit in 2023 because of the 3% worth of rate hikes we had last year, which take a while to flow through into the budgets of household budgets. But also we've got a lot of fixed rate mortgages that are going to expire this year as well. So roughly speaking, about 35% of mortgages in Australia are fixed rate, and about 2/3 of those will be expiring by December this year. Most of those actually by September. So that's going to be quite important. Having said this, a report today showed that Aussies actually spent more at the shops than anticipated in November. Now, that could have a bit to do with the fact that there are higher prices, which could have boosted values overall, but still we had strong gains coming through from our retailers today. Adairs, the bedding group, up 5.3%, JB Hi-Fi up around 3.5%, and we had Harvey Norman up about 1.5%. Now, an underperformer today was Accounting Group Zero, which fell by about 3.5%. Now, this seemed to be off the back of news that there's going to be a delay of a UK tax initiative, which was expected to come into effect in April next year. That's going to be delayed by a couple of years. And that was actually expected to provide a bit of a boost to demand for software. Now, looking forward from here tonight, not a huge amount really to move the needle, but we do get an update on crude oil inventories. This is a weekly report out of the United States, which show us how much is being held in the US. So it does have the possibility to actually move oil prices. That's one to watch. The Aussie dollar finally a bit firmer today at about 69.1 US. Have a great evening, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.